Herbie Brofo, welcome to the program.
Yeah.
For our listeners out there that may not know what is happening at the Nungarten Embassy this morning, could you just give us a brief overview of what's happening down there?
Oh, what's happened today is that the City of Perth is coming down to remove all of the pent stuff and the people from the island. You've got women and children down there, and at the end of the day, it's under the Aboriginal Heritage Act, that is the second strike. And we're camping rights to put up at the tents and camp where we are now at Harrison.
Has there been any official statement saying that your mob will be moved off there?
They said they'll come and move us, but my sister Bella Rofo is supposed to have a meeting with the City of Perth boss today on the Harrison Island on the Yagan side.
And if you could just give us a bit of a insight into what the feeling is down there, and you know, just the feeling of the people down there, and what they're wanting to say.
The feeling down here today is that you've got women and children who will be scared, because when they come down, they come down on horses and they come down armed police, and you know, it's scary for the women and that. At the end of the day, it's got no respect for Indigenous people, because a lot of Indigenous people down here are homeless, and plus we've got people from country who come down who's living on on the island with us. And at the end of the day, we've got the rights to camp there and still practice our culture. And, yeah.
So at the moment, Herbie, have you had a sit-down with anyone from the government yet?
No, we've never had no sit-down with no government. The City of Perth won't come down there and sit at Harrison Island and have a meeting around the fire, because they reckon it'll be that protection to go down because too many people. Yet they came down with armed police and terrorised people down there. At the end of the day, it's a meeting place where we make the decision to have the meeting, and they should have came down and sat down at the fire and had a meeting with the women and the people at the island.
Herbie, just wanted to ask you as well, what kind of message do you want to send to the government and the City of Perth?
Well, I'd like to send a message to the government and the City of Perth is that you got to learn to sit down and listen to the Indigenous people's problems, and stop. And the government needs to stop closing communities and leaving people homeless. And the Western Australian City of Perth needs to stop coming down here and pitching tents and making more people homeless. At the end of the day, what we're doing down here is a refugee camp for the homeless, and for the closing of communities, and it's a place of refuge.
As you said, the communities are being closed down throughout Western Australia. Where will the people go?
You know where the people will go. Is the next step is the country towns and cities, where the cities are building up now. You've got Kalgoorlie's building up. The Indigenous people, it's all happening now. Today, we never went forward. We went way back. When do we move forward? You know, at the end of the day, our culture is going to be wiped out soon.
And Herbie, just finally again, I'd like to ask, what sort of processes do you have in place down at the Nungarten Embassy for if they do come in and try to move people off?
Well, the same thing what we do every time is to go to the circle where the circle fires and let them take the tents down. So give us a fighting chance to take it to court. That's the City of Perth is stealing our tents and our possessions. So that's the only protection we get, is to stand around our circle fire. And then they go, when they go, we'll still pick a tent up and we'll still stand our ground.
Well, Herbie, I'm sure a lot of the mob around the country sending their prayers and wishes to your mob down there at the Nungarten Embassy. And thanks very much for having a chat with us here on Calm Radio.
No worries. Thank you for that. And you fellas have a good day.